little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
And we're going to move on to premature ovarian insufficiency. So we've got a young lady who is 39. Her name is Tricia. And Tricia's come in and she's not very happy. Tricia, you mentioned that you're worried that your periods have stopped. And you've done a pregnancy test and that pregnancy test was negative and you haven't got any symptoms of pregnancy. What did you think was going on?
Well, I don't know. I suppose it's the change, but my mum did go through it when she was about 43, so...
Oh, okay.
I suppose it's quite young, isn't it?
Okay. Well, that was one of the questions that I potentially would have asked you about your mum's time when she went through the change, because that can link in. So you're right to be concerned about that, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
So when was your last period?
Well, it's about 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm. And you've done a pregnancy test and you've got no symptoms of pregnancy, so that's helpful to know that. You've already seen the nurse and the nurse has done a blood test on your request, so we've got the results back here. And this test would suggest that you may well have gone through the change. But the difficulty that we have at this sort of age is that it could be that you could still have periods. So perhaps what we ought to do at this stage is to repeat that test again in a month's time and then talk to you about where do we go from here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, okay, so I need to repeat the test, but you're saying I still could start a period again, or that means I could still get pregnant again, potentially.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about, have you completed your family?
Well, I don't think we'd quite decided if we were going to just try for a third child. We've got two children. And we were thinking about it, but we were aware that I was 39 and we'd have to decide, you know, quite soon. But I guess we were maybe hoping to have one more.
I guess the chances are of you conceiving under these circumstances are very slim, if I'm honest. It might be that your periods restart, but if we are talking about the possibility of your ovaries having packed in early, then we're going to need to give you further advice about this.
Mm-hmm.
But potentially, there's a kind of 5 or 10% chance that you could still conceive.
Mm.
So if it's important for you not to conceive, then you need to continue taking precautions. But if you're still keen to potentially have more children, I would suggest that you don't use any precautions.
Well, I don't think we're not using precautions at the minute because we've been sort of vaguely trying.
Yeah, okay.
And I guess, is there a way that I can know if I'm ovulating? I mean, what can I do to make the chances better?
That's a really good question. I think probably we'd be in a better position to be able to give you further advice about this after we've repeated that blood test in a month's time.
And okay.
if in a month's time that blood test is the same as it is at the moment, that would suggest that your ovaries have failed and the chances of conceiving naturally would be very slim indeed.
Mm.
I can seek further advice for you and see if there are any things that could be done to try and improve your chances of conceiving. But I'm not aware that there's things that I could do as a GP that would help you at this time.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's important for you to be healthy and well, and you're of a good body mass and you don't smoke and you're not a big drinker, all of those things that you would normally do in preparing for a healthy, normal pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly, I don't think there's any magic that I can add into the equation that increases your chances of conceiving at the time beyond all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's safety net her, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, so, well, we've already touched on the idea that, you know, contraception should be continued if you don't want to get pregnant, you know, at this stage, because 5 to 10% of women in quite early menopause can still produce an egg and get pregnant. But there's a few other safety nets we would probably go over. So when you do go through the change early, you know, this situation is quite a risk for your bone health.
Mm-hmm.
So without treatment, you might be quite prone to broken bones as you get older, because usually it's the estrogen that kind of protects your bones from beginning to show signs of aging. For this reason, to sort of keep those hormone levels up and to keep your bones as strong as they would normally be until at least the age of 50, we would think about giving a HRT. I mean, there are other ways we can think about protecting your bones as well. And we do actually have a discussion on your options on the Real General Practice website at realgeneralpractice.co.uk. And perhaps you prefer to listen to those options and then get back to me.
Yeah, I'd be quite happy to do that in the first instance, yeah.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.